Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Brian Matamore is here. Brian's back. Seven-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of the Matamore Group, one of the top idea guys on the planet. In fact, he wrote all the books about that, 21 Days to a Big Idea, Idea Stormers. You're starting to get the picture. We couldn't do without him, and he's our good friend, Brian Matamore. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back.
It's fun. Thank you. Yeah, I always learn something when I'm on your show.
Well, that's the reason you're here. You're the teacher. Hey, Brian, you brought a friend with you, didn't you?
I did.
Introduce us to Dan. Feister,
is Dan on?
Yeah, he's here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Great. I'll briefly talk about why Dan and I. First of all, Jim, you and I talked a lot
Dan
about.
Let's get Dan in here. Dan Feister, thank you for being here. Dan's the founder
Hi,
of.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Dan is the founder of Strategic Winback Services, a partner with the Business Service Corp. And apparently, he's a friend of Brian's. At least, Brian, I know you have one friend. Well,
I thought I had two, but we'll go with one.
Two, I'll throw in there. I'll throw into that group. So Dan, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. Brian, why have you brought Dan in as our new victim?
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about creative partnering, and I've partnered with a lot of different firms and agencies, and Dan was one of the most extraordinary. He had got in touch with me. He knew my work about creativity selling, using creative processes in the selling process. And he shared with me his approach, and I had never thought of it quite that way. And so we've gotten together, and I feel like we've got a 1+1=3 here. There's a mashup of matching my creative thinking processes with Dan's program called Winback. And maybe Dan, you could share some of the statistics from your research. That's how we met. Initially, Dan was doing research
right on
the topic.
Well, the premise, Dan, if I understand it, is a third of your customers are gone, or a fair amount of your customers don't, you know, only last 2 or 3 years, and then you move on, you get new customers. And one of the reasons I think this happens is because so many people are focused on new customers, they neglect their old customers. And they allow them. I mean, the customer didn't necessarily go away. You allowed them to go away. But you've got an idea for how to win those people back, aren't you? You've got some research on that.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, really, the easiest way to get new clients is to win back old clients. That's how we're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one lens you can look at, at sales through. We the average small business, we lose half our customers within 3 years. We've got this huge pool of people that could be won back. As a matter of fact, about 25% of them, our research shows, can be won back. And this is backed up by other research that Marketing Metrics did, that they said that 20 to 40% could be won back. And the reason that this can happen is because prospecting is easier, because with an existing relationship, you already know the client.
Yeah.
And informatical prospecting, Jeb Blunt says it only takes 1 to 3 touches to re-engage an old client versus 20 to 50 touches for a cold prospect. So, you know, right out of the gate, you're starting with a big advantage.
I'll give you an example, guys. I was downsized twice in the 80s. And the second time, I said, I thought about getting my resume out, and I decided I didn't need any help screwing up my life. I could do that by myself. And I started my consulting. I started my consulting company back in 89. And the first thing I did, I mean, the morning I decided that, I went out that morning, and by noon, I'd called on 4 people that I'd done business with over the previous decade and had 4 clients by lunch.
Wow.
Because
you got 100% return.
And they were anywhere from little bitty projects to bigger projects. One of them was staying with me for years. But it's what you said, Dan. when I knocked on the door, they said, "Hey, come in, Jim."
Yeah, that's it. The whole
Jim,
thing.
Jim and I have talked a lot about this. There's the psychology, I think, in the U.S. of sort of feeling bad about, you know, losses or lost clients.
Yeah.
And but you could feel bad about that. But when you find it so much easier to get these guys than making cold calls, there have been some tremendous converts to this approach.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dan. So talk to us more about your research.
Sure. So another big thing is that selling is easier. You know, past clients convert up to 8 times more than new prospects. And again, it's because you don't have to go through this whole process, right? You don't have to find them. You don't have to vet them. You don't have to nurture them. You don't have to educate them. When they come on board, you don't have to, you know, onboard them. So there's all kinds of things like that that make it easier. But
can I throw one more thing in there, Dan? Let me throw one more thing in there.
Yeah.
Folks, if they were your customer and they were happy when the last time you did business with them, then therefore trust is presumed. And we all know that the big hurdle to overcome with anybody is to cross over that trust firewall. And once trust is presumed, everything else gets easier, doesn't it?
Definitely, definitely. And you know, also, there's also more subtle things, is that, like, they chose you over all of your competitors. So there's something about you or your messaging or your benefits or your features that really appeal to them, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And so,
yeah.
Brian, why do we abandon these people? Why do we just forget about them? You know, and I used to go, whenever someone would stop calling me, when I had my consulting company, whenever someone would stop calling me, I just drop by on them. You know, it ain't a cold call if they already know you, right, Brian? I would just drop by and see what was going on, and I'd invariably get work from it.
Well, yeah, you know, in the olden days, you know, we used to, at Cheeseboro Ponds, who was a client, and, you know, we didn't have any work. Because we were allowed to, we'd start at the top floor, you know, just walk in the halls. This is when you could do that. When, by the time we got to the bottom floor, we usually had at least one, maybe two, and once we got 3 assignments just by walking from the top floor to the bottom.
Right.
Of course, you can't do that anymore. But
right.
I think it really gets back to the psychology of it. It's just, you know, we're America and, you know, and Canada, we're winners, you know, and okay,
yeah.
Well, they're not calling me, or I want to be accepted. No.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your guys leave. But even if they leave, you have a way in because you've worked with that company before. You
and
know
it's less expensive. It's less expensive. Keeping, yeah. And remember this, folks, keeping an existing customer is way less expensive than finding a new one and going through that whole process. We'll take a quick break. Dan, I need your website. Dan Pfister, give us your website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.